do.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, right? For those of you, I hope it's beautiful. Having a nice time, right? Kind of getting lazy, relaxing out there. Beautiful weather, right? Kind of relaxed. You put your feet up, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, feet down, it's time for a pop quiz. Come on, pop quiz, everybody. Pop quiz. love it, pop quiz. Let's go, guys, pop quiz. Pencils out right now. No relaxing. You can relax later. Got a lot to teach you today, so pop quiz. Here we go. Pencils out. Quit the griping. No, you can't text on your smartphone for this. No, you have to write the answers down. Pull the cars over. Everybody put your cars over to the right, to the right, to the right. Pull the cars over. We're doing a pop quiz. Ready? Okay, here we go. Okay, number one. What is pop quiz? What is the average time it takes for a mammal to pee? Yes, this was a headline this week. What is the average time it takes for a mammal to pee? Now, remember, we're mammals also. So as our animal brethren, we all kind of pee at the same time. Okay, put your answer down. No, not in angstroms, just seconds or minutes or, okay, average pee time. Number two, true or false? UTIs or urinary tract infections in males are not of too much concern because they happen to women all the time. I had to throw an easy one out there. True or false? UTIs in males are not of too much concern because they happen to women all the time. And since women are strong and don't gripe about it and they handle it fine, then it should be no thing but a chicken wing, right? Next question. True or false? The only activity high school students do in the cafeteria is eat. Or another way to word this is the only thing that goes into students' mouths in high school cafeterias is food. True or false? This was another headline this week. Okay? Next, number four. Which supplement has been linked to prostate cancer? I'll actually reword this. Which very popular supplement has been linked to prostate cancer? Number five. Name two classes of blood pressure medications that may reduce Alzheimer's. Okay, this is a headline. If you've been listening to my show all week, you will probably not get this answer because I'm going to talk about this one today. Names two classes of blood pressure medications that may reduce Alzheimer risk. Okay, no, you don't have to erase an answer. Nobody's looking at the paper. Just kind of cross it off and put it above there. I don't know how to spell any of the medications. You could throw an example down. That's fine. Okay? Now, this is a true or false question. This is a tough one. True or false? More people have signed up for a trip to the moon than have signed up for Obamacare. True or false? More people have signed up for a one-way trip to the moon than have signed up for Obamacare. True or false? Then, in no less than five sentences, no, you're not going to sharpen your pencil. Just use lipstick or something. Hurry. In no less than five sentences, explain how easy it was for you to navigate the Obamacare website exchanges. In no less than five sentences, explain how easy it was for you to navigate, I should say, the Obamacare exchanges website. Okay, pencils down. That's it. That was enough time for all of that. Okay. All right, ready for the answers? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I just gave everybody a pop quiz. That's why they're all grumpy and they're all upset and many of them are walking out. But sorry, we don't mess around on this show. Pop quiz time. Okay, here we go. What is the average time it takes for a mammal to pee? Well, what we're going to talk about is it looks like the average mammal takes 21 seconds. They looked at various animals. We all pee roughly for the same amount of time. 21 seconds. That's actually faster than some of you have sex. Okay, We'll talk about that. Okay, next, true or false. UTIs in males are not of too much concern because they happen to women all the time. So true or false, ain't no thing but a chicken wing? The answer is false. It is a big thing, even bigger than a chicken wing. We'll talk about UTIs in males. Next question. True or false, the only thing that goes into high school students' mouths in the cafeteria are food? The answer is false. A couple kids got in trouble for oral sex in the cafeteria this week. Next, which supplement you would think in the cafeteria they would just eat? Okay, maybe a utensil could go in their mouth, but come on, kids, really? Next, which supplement has been linked to prostate cancer? All right, the supplement, a very common supplement that has been linked to prostate cancer is vitamin C, high doses of vitamin C. So we're going to talk about that. Next, name two classes of blood pressure medications that may reduce Alzheimer's. Okay, there's a few different answers, all right? I will take the diuretics. Very good, like the water pills, uh-huh. Next, your ACE inhibitors. Excuse me, I'm burping. Your angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors, your ACE inhibitors. We'll take those, like your lisinopril, benazepril. And then your angiotensin 1 receptor blockers, your ARBs. These have been shown to reduce risk of Alzheimer's. Very good answers. No, I don't know how to spell angiotensin. If you put A, I'm okay with the letter A. If you put the, no, doesn't count. True or false? More people have signed up for a trip to the moon, a one-way trip to the moon, than they have signed up for Obamacare. The answer currently is true. Over 200,000 people have signed up for that first colony Mars thing that's supposed to happen eventually, but we've had only, I don't know, maybe tens of thousands, if even that, sign up for Obamacare. I think there's only been two people in the whole state of Alaska that have signed up for the Obamacare exchanges. And then last question, in no less than five sentences, so this has to be at least on one or two pages, both front and back side, explain how easy it was for you. I will also take just, I don't know, a dissertation on what it was like for you to navigate the Obamacare Exchange website, okay? Again, trick question, all right, if you put it sucked, it blew, didn't know what the hell it was doing, I will take that one-sentence answer for the five sentences. All right, guys, let's talk about some of these medical headlines as well as take your questions, your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877. Yes, I will take it sucked. That's a perfect answer. That's a perfect score. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Nathan, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that's making the show happen on this live coast-to-coast broadcast. We are 18 minutes past the hour. Remember, you can find, and Nathan says word. We could follow, you can follow us on Twitter at DocDALI, word, Nathan. You can follow us on Twitter at DocDALI and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I dig all the new words. Remember, I'm from the 80s, so our words were awesome, totally, dude, maximum, zoom, dweeb, right? Now it's all sup, wicked, and shiznit, and I don't know what else they all say, so it's kind of hard because, you know, I'm trying to be cool, right? But Nathan is a lot cooler than me, so he's like, word. Okay. 21 seconds, that's all it takes to empty your bladder. A team from Georgia Institute of Technology came up with a quote-unquote law of urination. They studied videos of various animals of different sizes going toilet. That's what they call it, going toilet. They looked at anywhere from elephants to rats, and they found that the average amount of time to relieve themselves takes 21 seconds. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Going pee, I have to disagree, because I need to, like, on break, the only time I get to go to the bathroom, I'm not allowed to have a porta potty in my studio while I'm on air. My boss has already told me I'm not allowed to empty my bladder while I'm live on air. I'm supposed to do that on break. So my breaks are about 3 to 5 minutes long. Barely enough time for me to get to the bathroom, do what I need to, wipe, make sure I have full absorbency on the toilet paper, flush the toilet. Then, you know, toilets these days seem to need to be flushed more than once. Are you guys noticing that? It's not just in my house. Everywhere I go, even restaurants, malls, airports, it seems like you gotta flush the toilet a couple times these days. What's happening with our plumbing? I'm getting a little paranoid about that because the toilets are not flushing first flush. And I've been saving the paper. I've been even trying to drip dry. It's not happening. Something is wrong with our toilet system and our plumbing. Let me just tell you. But anyway, going back to this, the team collated their findings using videos of animals going toilet. And come on, going toilet. Can you imagine? My father used to speak like that. Go toilet, go toilet. You know, because when he would speak in Hebrew, I mean, it would like be, you know, bechamush. You'd call it a crapper back then in the 60s. And so he didn't understand that it's, you know, you have to go to the bathroom. You know, you have to, there has to be, I don't know, a little bit more grammar in that sentence. But anyway, the team measured, took videos of animals going toilet, combined them with data on mass, bladder pressure, and urethra size. They were able to come up with what they call the law of urination. I gotta admit something, guys, on air. I've admitted this a while back, but I just don't feel like I've deserved the justice I deserve. I had a patient, speaking of urethra, she had this was the only time I ever really messed up on a pap smear. We would, when we were in training, get patients, and I'm sorry to go off subject, we would have patients and that were very, very difficult for many doctors to do pap smears on. They wouldn't tolerate having a pap smear. It was very uncomfortable. They were scared. And many of these people had a variety of disabilities and challenges. And I ended up in my residency, because I was the only girl in my class, taking on most of these pap smears. And I got really, really good at it. And I would have them maybe lie on their side. Some of these people who are pretty severely physically handicapped, I would have them on their side and able to kind of get the speculum in. Well, there was one girl who apparently I go in with the speculum. Now, we're talking still a smaller size speculum, but maybe opening up the orifice a couple inches. And there was no uterus, nothing in there. And what I didn't realize on this patient is her urethra was a bigger opening than the vagina. Now, she didn't feel it. It didn't hurt. Apparently, she had complete loss of tone there, so she didn't know. And meanwhile, there's this catheter coming right at me. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I had, as a student, accidentally tried to do a pap smear on someone's urethra. Now, again, luckily she didn't feel it. She didn't know, so nobody got hurt. No harm, no foul. But I have never seen a urethra that big. And so now what I always do is I'll even tell the patient, I'm like, all right, I see the urethra, and I'm not going anywhere near the urethra. They're like, fine, just do whatever you have to do down there. And I'm like, I got it, I'm in the vagina now, we're good. So just for those of you that have an oversized urethra, please make sure your doctor doesn't accidentally speculize the wrong orifice. Going back to animals. Now, there's an elephant in the picture right now taking a dump, but we're not talking about the dump. We're talking about urinary systems. So these doctors came out with a mathematical model. I don't know. I'm sure there's a pi in there and a couple squared and maybe one of those little summation signs in there. They developed a theory as to why mammals take roughly the same amount of time to go toilet. Earlier studies failed to take into account urethra length and only considered effects of bladder pressure. Effects, because some people have bigger bladders, some mammals have bigger bladders than others. So they compared the length of time it took larger animals like elephants to urinate, and then they also looked at goats and little puppy dogs. Elephants have large bladders, but they also have longer and wider urethrae, meaning I could do a pap smear on them, right? Meaning the urine can pick up higher speeds than that of smaller animals with the flow rate. You see, it's all physics. Plus gravity, right? An elephant's gravitational pull on that bladder and the urethra, I mean, pretty scary stuff. So, smaller animals have a shorter urethra, slower flow rate. So let's say you're 5'1", okay, and your buddy is 6'3", and you both are standing at the urinal. You'll probably pee for the same amount of time. So, according to New Scientist, here we go. The researchers conclude that the time it takes a mammal to urinate is proportional to the animal's mass raised to the power of 6. No binary digits. You guys got that? Okay, so on the next pop quiz, we are going to calculate what the urethra toilet emptying time is. Now, while we're talking about animals, killer whales looks like go through menopause. If you thought a killer whale was bad, especially a killer whale female, imagine one going through menopause. Apparently, researchers at the University of York suspected that killer whales stopped reproducing a third of their way through their lives so they could dedicate their time being grandparents. Because I guess killer whales would rather be grandmas than moms. So I guess they stop reproducing when they reach their 30s and 40s. Now, some women have trouble reproducing in human species, but usually that would be a more of a in your 50s, sort of. But some of us go through early menopause. So they say here that whales stop reproducing when they reach their 30s and 40s. And I guess that's just a whole part of their social structure. Now, how does this affect us? Well, some of you like to, I guess, swim where there's killer whales. You need to realize that some of these suckers are going through menopause. Now, I don't know if I would identify a hot flash in a killer whale because, mind you, they're in the water. But my guess is if you see schools of fish flee faster than they do, that sucker is a killer whale in menopause. And keep in mind, there are male killer whales who therefore have mother-in-laws going through menopause. The sorriest animal in the ocean is your son-in-law killer whale. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Going back to urethras, urinary tract infection in men. Every now and then I get a man that comes in with a bladder infection. Now, mind you, women go through bladder infections all the time. Ain't nothing but a chicken wing. You know, we get an antibiotic. We remember to wipe front to back, right? Everybody tells us that we got poop up in our urethra. We vomit as we walk out of the doctor's office, and we go on our merry, merry way, even though multiple bladder infections could be concerning. So I don't want you guys just popping antibiotics and going on your merry way. If you start to notice multiple bladder infections or your urine actually gets sent out for culture and it's not even an infection, you just have blood in the urine or some sort of dysuria or pain or burning, that could be something else, and we're going to send you to your friendly urologist. And yes, most urologists are friendly. Why? Because they don't want to do something stupid like putting a vaginal speculum in your urethra, like some doctors out there. Anyway, males having UTIs, not so cool. Okay? We've talked about UTIs. We've talked about how bacteria need to migrate. And many men have a good few inches of migration, much more than a female does. So bladder infections are not supposed to be really common because guys don't wipe number two and then wipe number one. Guys stand and go number one, and then maybe they sit or squat and go number two, and most men don't even use toilet paper. So you don't have to worry about the wiping number two and number one. So if a guy has a bladder infection, all right, something like that could really destroy the kidneys and even put them in the hospital if they're older. So we'll talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking at CNN is on in the background and they're showing pictures of Hillary. Apparently, there's speculation of Hillary Clinton running for 2016. Speculation. They've been talking about it for years. We knew Hillary was going to run in the 90s. So what are you talking about, right? Just like Michelle Obama, we know, was going to run for president one day. We know it. Okay, so don't act like, oh, it's all speculation. But I got to tell you, they really don't know how to get flattering pictures of Hillary. You know, most of these paparazzi, okay, aren't paparazzi. These are people hired by the stars themselves to get a picture. Do you ever notice in, like, People magazine or some of these magazines where you see a picture of somebody coming out of the beach or standing on the beach or in the water and their arms are up and it looks like they're sucking their tummy in? Hugh Jackman is perfect for this. Hugh Jackman's stomach is always sucked in. Do you guys notice that? Now, good for him. Even if he had a Santa Claus belly, I'd still think Hugh Jackman is hot. But come on, all these pictures of all these stars with their tummies sucked in and their arms up Yeah, please, okay? So say somebody takes the picture, they hire them to do that or something, and then those are the pictures that probably go into the magazines, you know? If I ever get our TV show off the ground, and I'm lucky enough to have paparazzi, I'm going to make sure I get to oversee each and every picture. No double chin, no 5 o'clock shadow, the breasts look aligned. And I don't care. I'll stand out there on the beach acting like it's, you know, all impromptu. But there's no way. I want to make sure that if any picture of me gets into People magazine, I don't look lopsided. Really quickly, going back to these bladder infections, and I know many of you want to know what happened in this high school cafeteria, so fine. We'll just quickly get over the hospitalization of UTIs in older men, which I think is a much more important story than a couple kids giving each other blowjobs in the cafeteria. But if that's what you guys want to hear about, oral sex with teenagers, we'll talk about that, which, by the way, I think is disgusting, and we really have a problem if this is what our kids are doing in the cafeteria. But still, being on the same body part here, men getting a UTI is nothing to dink around with, okay? All right? Now, with these bladder infections that men get could very easily go up to the kidney, especially in older men, and they're finding increased hospitalizations in men having UTIs. Now, I got to tell you, in the past year or two, I'm finding more men come in with UTIs, and we're not talking gonorrhea, chlamydia, STD. We're talking E. coli. Now, what is going on? Are they picking up the bacteria during sex as well? Are more people having anal intercourse and maybe getting bacteria that way? The number one bug is still E. coli, causing bladder infections in men. So my recommendation is any burning when you pee, blood in your urine, get it evaluated. We're going to evaluate you for gonorrhea and chlamydia. We're going to do a bladder infection, or we're going to do a urine culture. But any time a man has a bladder infection, I always refer them to urology to figure out what the hell is going on. And if you have an older relative who ends up getting a bladder infection, be careful. These things can put them in the hospital, okay? Okay. Let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess in a Georgia high school, a girl was dared to give another boy oral sex. This happened in front of a bunch of students. Students put a bunch of, like, book bags up and books to try to shield the scene from teachers, but it was videotaped. And the videotape was strewn all over the internet. Now, both these kids, both parties, the girl and the boy, are being charged with, I believe, indecent exposure, etc. But parents wanted to know, well, what the hell was happening with the teachers? Where were the teachers with all this? And I guess students were saying, well, the teachers just stand by the doors so nobody leaves during lunch. Now, I don't know about you all, but when I used to do lunch, right, when it was lunchtime in school, okay, and you were served your sloppy Joe from the lunch lady, as many of us, right, you get your sloppy Joe, and boy, was those suckers sloppy, okay? I was told at the time that the only thing we were allowed to put in our mouth was food and maybe the eating utensils, because, you know, they really didn't want us to eat with our, you know, our hands, okay? That was it. For some reason, kids now, and I mean, don't be naive with this, okay? If you have a child in middle school, this is what they're talking about. This is what they're doing these days, guys. What's oral sex supposed to be? Third base? Right? First base is kissing. Second base is supposed to be touchy-feely stuff. Third base is, yeah, and then home run. Although now I think these kids are so advanced with their sexual prowess that first base is probably touchy-feely, second base is probably oral, third base is sex, and then fourth is all these fancy schmancy things that you and I never even heard of. This is a huge problem. Now, also in news this week, there was a blogger who had written, ladies or girls, if you don't want to get raped, stop drinking. It was some sort of title. I don't have the source in front of me, and it got huge criticism because she was putting the responsibility of the rape on, or it appeared that she was putting the responsibility of the rape on the victim. So of course, nobody you know, nobody, shall we say, you know, would even tolerate something like that being thought, okay? So as this blogger was talking about, girls should avoid rape. Girls should avoid, or drinking, so they could avoid rape. We talked about this week, what are we doing with our youth to prevent them from being vulnerable, to train them to being prepared if something does happen to them, an abduction, etc. Now, no, if you are a victim of rape, you're a victim. Okay, don't be starting to, you know, throw responsibility. And people do that whenever you hear something bad happen. All right, people will always try to see if they could blame the victim mentally, just to kind of be able to relate and or enable to be able to, shall we say, not feel so bad that something like that happened. It helps them through the grieving process, going, well, they're at the wrong place at the wrong time. But you don't understand. This is our culture. Kids drink. Okay? Girls go to a party with friends. They think they're doing the right thing going with a group of people. They go with a group of people. They think they're among, shall we say, buddies who will protect them. And then all those girls drink. Meanwhile, there's people out there, boys or girls, that are on the prowl. And they find somebody vulnerable. They wait till they pass out. Or they put something in their drink because they're not paying attention. And then things happen. Why aren't we teaching these kids in school? All right? Why aren't we showing these kids in school what happened when you're vulnerable? And why aren't we teaching them how to look for sexual predators, even among their class? Why aren't we teaching these kids that within their class, they're sexual predators? Now, with this young girl that apparently performed the sex act on this boy in the school cafeteria, from what we understand, the boy didn't even know or originally want it, but the girl was dared. Now, is that considered assault? Or because she wasn't drunk and she went along with it, then it was of her own volition? Well, if you were that girl's parent, you would probably call that assault. Because somebody dared her to do something of that sexual nature. When are we, who's teaching these kids? Are the parents teaching these kids? Oh, no, I don't have to talk about sex with my kids. One, they get embarrassed. And two, they wouldn't go there. They wouldn't even, they wouldn't even think about sex. I'm telling you right now, they are. I say, if we already have driver's ed, and we're already teaching kids not to smoke and do drugs, why don't we, and some of these, you know, pictures or some of these videos may have to be semi-graphic, even though they're going to obviously be dramatizations, not real actors. But I think we need to see how easy an assault can happen. And some kid getting dared to perform an act in front of school and then it being plastered all over the internet, yeah, to me, is still a form of assault. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Blood pressure medicines protecting you from Alzheimer's. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You ain't lying. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I love certain pharmaceuticals, okay? There's no secret about that. And one of my favorite classes are the blood pressure medications, because I'm sick and tired of seeing people who are watching their weight, they're dieting, they're exercising, they're avoiding alcohol, they're avoiding caffeine, they don't smoke, yet they have these dangerous blood pressure spikes and are at risk for stroke. And where do I turn to? the pharmaceuticals. So thank God pharmaceuticals are out there, and if y'all have a problem with the pharmaceuticals, this isn't the show to listen to. Yes, I dig alternative medicine. I really dig homeopathy, acupuncture, massage, chiropractic, but there still is a place for pharmaceuticals, and thank God we have them. Now, blood pressure medications that help control blood pressure, yeah, can help stave off dementia. But what about Alzheimer's? Well, according to this particular study, they found that three classes of blood pressure medications actually have shown that they could reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease dementia by at least 50%. Dr. Sevilla Saar, an assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, found about 3,000 people aged 75 and older who had normal cognition. These 3,000 people were able to lower their Alzheimer's risk by at least 50%. And they say their study was able to replicate previous findings. Now, which group of medications? The diuretics, the ACE inhibitors, and the ARBs. So your diuretics include the hydrochlorothiazide, the water pill, the LASIK, spironolactone, right? It's a potassium-sparing diuretic. Then you have your ACE inhibitors, your angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors. We talked about the angiotensin system that seems to tighten up if they think less blood flow is getting to the kidneys, or sometimes genetically it starts to act up. And so these angiotensin receptors prevent that tightness and that vasoconstriction that seems to happen, relaxes the blood vessels a little bit. Lisinopril, Zestril, Benazepril, Captopril, Altase, etc. It's also half of the medication in Lotrel, the amlodipine, Benazepril. It ends in ill. Then you got your ARBs, which end in an. The ARBs, the angiotensin 1 receptor blockers, block part of the pathway of that angiotensin renin system at the at that level where you don't seem to have as many side effects as you would with the ACE inhibitors like cough, etc. Still offer the same kidney protection that the ACE inhibitors do in diabetics. A little bit more expensive for those not on generic. That's because they're newer. But they end in an, like Losartan, right? Or brand name Diovan, Cozar, Benicar, Mycardis, okay? So those three blood pressure medications. Okay? Now, let's say you had some mild cognitive impairment. They found that the diuretics were associated with a 50% reduced risk also in them. Now, what about other blood pressure medications? Some of you guys are on calcium channel blockers like Norvasc, Diltiazem, Tizac. Some of you guys are on beta blockers, Atenolol, Labetalol, Propranolol. They said they didn't see those show a decreased risk in Alzheimer's. Now, why? Why would these medications have anything to do with the tau protein or the amyloid deposits? I don't know. Okay? I mean, I'm just reading the damn article. That's it. Sorry, guys. You know? But maybe there is something to this. There may be something to this. Now, what is the most common blood pressure medicine prescribed? It used to be the diuretics. Why? Because the diuretics have been the oldest. FDR was on a diuretic. Diuretics used to be the oldest. But a lot of doctors are noticing that trying to dehydrate the patient with the diuretic, causing them to pee more, may not always lower the blood pressure or prevent the spikes. And these spikes, especially in our baby boomer population, as we have more and more older people now, because the baby boomers aging, the spikes seem to be what's causing a lot of the heart disease, stroke, etc. So the medications that help control the spikes are the ones in the angiotensin receptor blocker or your ACE inhibitors. So there's a chance that we're seeing more and more people using these. And maybe it's, I'm sure if I think about it a little bit more, I'll figure it out. But right now I can't. It's the weekend. Cut me some slack. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, high doses of vitamin C. This is the time of year. It's October, right? You guys are popping vitamin C like you pop Viagra. Vitamin C, you believe, is going to prevent you from getting sick. Now, even though I think vitamin C is one of the tastiest vitamins out there, they're even tastier than Flintstones. Aren't vitamin C tablets yummy? I can't overdo vitamin C because I'm prone to kidney stones. And we know that vitamin C could cause issues with kidney stones. Not vitamin C in fruit or orange juice, but the vitamin C supplements. Well, now they're finding that this could possibly increase prostate cancer risk by 28%. So they say men who take high doses of vitamin supplements could be increasing the risk of lethal prostate cancer, so even aggressive forms, by nearly 30%. They looked at 48,000 men. They studied these over a couple decades, these men, and they found the increased risk of prostate cancer. I apologize for the redundancy. Now, why would vitamin C be related? Again, we're not talking vitamin C. We're talking about vitamin C supplements. Vitamin C is one part of the supplement, okay? There's usually a whole bunch of other stuff in them to make them tasty, to give them that color, to make them chalky, to, you know, there's all these extra substrates. Maybe those are the things that are causing issues. Remember a few years ago on my show, we talked about calcium supplements and heart disease in women. This keeps coming back to haunt us. Women who take calcium supplements could be putting themselves at risk for heart disease. Why? What's so bad about calcium? There's nothing wrong with calcium. Calcium in spinach, calcium in your dairy, it's phenomenal. Helps you lose weight, helps maintain bones, as long as you don't make calcium kidney stones. Calcium in your diet isn't too bad. But the calcium tablet, the substrate, could be screwing us up. So, my recommendation, and we're going to be talking about this as we come into flu season on cold prevention, etc., is to make sure you're eating the actual fruits and the vegetables. Okay, popping supplements, true, they're needed if you don't have a good diet. Okay, I mean, that's why they supplement. But if you could really go to the store and rather than spending $10.50 on the bottle of supplements, can you buy some oranges and some red bell peppers and some grapes and some spinach? And if you could maybe do that and prepare it without sopping it up with butter and steaming off all the vitamins, I think you would be doing better for yourself. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was a very unfortunate report. They say nearly 800 surgical tools have been left in patients over the past few years. Looks like dating back to 2005, 800 people have had surgical instruments left in them. And we're talking in America. Sponges, towels, needles, instruments, retractors, even fragments of tools. Now, I thought that we do counts. I mean, when I did my surgery rotations and when I was in training back in the late 90s, you would count every piece of gauze, every sponge. You wouldn't screw around with that. You would count the instruments. How are retractors still in this day and age being left? Now, usually many of these tools, maybe not the gauze, but many of the tools, because of them being stainless steel, should show up on x-ray. But where I get a little nervous is when a patient says, look, it's been a couple weeks, I'm having a crap load of pain where I've had the surgery. You know, doc, do something. They go, well, it's just the surgery. And I'm kind of inclined to go, maybe we need to just x-ray them just to make sure there's not a piece of equipment in there. That's a, no, don't MRI. If you MRI, right, and there's any metal, that could be like zing, 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 you know, all over the place. I wouldn't do that. So, my suggestion is when you do have surgery, ask the doctor what the normal amount of postoperative pain would be. Again, pain is supposed to improve, start to go away. If it doesn't and seems to worsen, that could be a sign of a foreign body left. All right, guys, can't wait to touch on Monday. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. Dr. Dahlia iPhone app, Android app, on my website at drdahlia.com. Have a great weekend. Be safe. God bless.
These days, so many stomach ulcers and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.